Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Welcome to the big show on Tuesday. Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Thank you. Here, I'll give you... I was reading this story about sitcom dads.
Okay.
I'll give you a sitcom dad. Tell me their job.
Okay,
from Full House, Danny Tanner.
News anchor, morning show.
Yeah, TV host.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take that. How about from Roseanne, Dan Connor?
Construction worker?
Yeah, building contractor. Or he switched over to a motorcycle mechanic at one point.
Okay.
How about that? Here's your one.
How about that?
Tool belt.
Yeah, how about Ray Barone? From Everybody Loves Raymond.
Sports writer.
Wow.
Wow. She's nailing these, huh?
Good job, Amy.
How about Philip Banks from The Fresh Prince?
Judge?
Or lawyer.
Lawyer, oh,
lawyer,
wow.
First. He was for most of it a lawyer, and then he turned into a judge when he won the election.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Okay, Amy.
Okay. Raise it up a bit.
Carl Winslow from Family Matters. What was his job? Carl Winslow.
Police officer.
Wow.
Yeah.
We found her strength.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Al Bundy from Married with Children.
Come on, Amy.
Very famous for this job.
Really?
Yes.
Did he work?
Al, he did.
I'm just picturing him at home.
Al Bundy.
Cracking a beer.
Yeah.
They even did scenes there.
A lot.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
What was his job?
I just didn't. Car salesman?
Shoe salesman.
Ah!
Okay. How about Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch?
Architect.
Correct. Wow. She's good, guys.
Yeah, she's really good.
Okay. Okay. Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead.
Oh, he was a sheriff.
That's correct. You won't get this one. It's the last one.
Okay.
Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
Yeah. Car salesman.
Real estate agent.
Dang it.
That was good. Hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Good way to start Tuesday. All right. Well, well, well. Let's get going here.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
There was a state trooper in New Jersey. His name's Kenneth Minnis. And he saw an accident. He goes over. The truck is upside down. He looks into the truck, and there's a passenger who is losing a lot of blood from a serious arm wound. So he's off duty. He says, what do I do? He grabs a T-shirt and a piece of tree branch and makes a tourniquet out of the shirt and the branch. This slowed the blood loss. EMTs got there. The man was airlifted to the hospital, is now in stable condition. The EMT said he could have died within minutes had it not been for the tourniquet slash tree branch that he broke off a tree and t-shirt that he had in his car. Isn't that crazy?
Love it.
Yeah, shout out to first responders, police officers. Even when they're not even getting paid, they're saving lives.
And like being all MacGyver about it.
Yeah. Straight MacGyver. Straight reference that no one's going to get under the age of 30. But still, I like it. That's
thanks.
Good. Yeah, so to Trooper Kenneth Menez, I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, Amy, tell them what movie you're now mad at.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh,
what?
Come on.
I know.
Come on.
One of my favorites. It's so amazing. And I'm not really, really mad at it, but it has disrupted our life, especially in public. Because did you know that Mrs. Doubtfire, obviously it's Robin Williams being the man dressed as her, like gets mad in the movie, and I never noticed this, but he flicks someone off. You know? And so the kids see that, and of course they love Mrs. Doubtfire, and she can do no wrong, and this is amazing. So they're constantly asking me what that means, and then they do it. And we're in public. And they lift up their finger, and they're basically flicking everybody off, and they're like, wait, Mom, why is this bad? Mrs. Doubtfire does it. Why can't we do this? And I'm trying to explain to them it's not nice, and it's like saying something mean to someone, and it's just not getting there. So we're throwing up that middle finger a lot because of Miss Doubtfire, a kid's movie, and I never noticed it before.
If there's anything out there, and if you're a parent, you're listening to this, and there's a thing that your kids do, and you're like, oh my goodness, I never even thought that would happen. Call us. Same type of situation. 877-77-BOBBY. The one movie I thought I could trust.
I know.
The one.
I know.
Yeah.
Come on.
Do they like SpongeBob?
I don't know if we've watched it yet. No, we haven't watched it, so I don't know. I can't answer that.
How does they know? That's the greatest ever. You got to put them on that because you'll like it too.
Okay, I'll have to get on.
I watch SpongeBob alone.
SpongeBob is funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, Eddie has kids and he can watch it with them.
No, they do, but they don't like it as much. I don't know what their deal is.
Mm-mm.
The Bobby Bones Show. Turn it
up. Amy was telling us about her kids, and they saw Mrs. Doubtfire, and they're just seeing a Mrs. Doubtfire where they flip off.
Mrs. Doubtfire flips someone off, so they think it's fine because she's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hey, Chelsea in Florida.
Hi, how are you?
We're really good. Thank you for calling. What do you think about this?
So I'm just as guilty as Amy's kids. So when I was little, my brother used to love watching the Austin Powers movies. So my dad's friends came over to the house, and they called me Mini-Me one day. And Mini-Me used to always, like, give people the finger with, like, both hands. So I'd run around saying, I'm Mini-Me, and just flip everyone off all the time. So that was my thing. My parents had to hide the movies for a few years.
This caller, her talking about her being a kid, just reminded me of something I did after I saw Pretty Woman as a kid.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yes. So I saw Pretty Woman when I was like about 9 or something. And I decided to dress up as like punk rocker as I could, I guess, like tights and a short skirt. And I don't even know. And then I walked up and down my street. No joke.
Oh my goodness.
You were a 9-year-old being a streetwalker?
Oh my goodness.
How does this story never come out until right now?
Because it just came into my head. When she said that, I was like, oh my gosh. This reminds me when my mom came home one day and she found me walking up and down the street with my neighbor friend. I was with a friend. She found, but I didn't know. When I saw Pretty Woman, I had no concept of what she actually was. It's not like I really knew what was happening at all. Nobody explained it to me. I just thought, you like,
that's amazing.
You know, and so I was by the mailbox.
Just waiting. Looking for 9-year-old
yes.
John.
And it was.
And their tricycle bikes
in a suit and
no.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, parents, be careful what you show your kids, you know?
Christy in Tennessee.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. Holy moly. What would you like to say?
Well, okay, so it's not about flipping off anybody, but my kids have a tendency to point things out about people in public as loud as they possibly can. And it's worse whenever we have to take one of them to the bathroom because they're 2 and 5, so they're small. And heaven forbid somebody makes a noise in a different stall, and my daughter, who is extremely loud, she's like, Mommy, what's that noise? And I'm like, no, I don't know, you know, I'm trying to play it off. She's like, well, it sounds like somebody tooted. I'm like, no, mind your own business, just be quiet. And I know that person's got like a red face and they're waiting for us to leave so they don't have to come out and be face to face with the kids that called them out. But
that's
it's awful,
funny.
They always do that.
Thank you for the call, Christy, appreciate you.
Thanks.
And good luck fixing that one.
I can't believe Amy watched Pretty Woman as 9 years and then started streetwalking.
Just by my mailbox.
But no, literally man. Streetwalking.
Yeah. I wouldn't know what I was doing, though. I wasn't looking for a ride.
Right.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
I was having dinner with a friend, and we were talking, and the waiter comes over and says, "Hey, I'd like to take your drink order." I was like, "Cool." And you know me, I just ordered some sparkling water. He's like, "Ooh, I don't know if we have water that sparkles." It was weird. I thought he was telling a joke or something.
Yeah, maybe he hadn't heard of
that
it.
It's funny. Well, so I go, like, Topo Chico. And so he says, okay. Gets both our drinks. Leaves. Comes back about, I'm going to say, 2.5 minutes later. And goes, "Hello, take your drink order?" And I was like, this is funny. Guy, completely serious. Writes it down again. Walks off. I was like, that was weird. Comes back again. Doesn't have our drinks. Says, "Hey, would you like some appetizers?" You know me, I love a good appetizer.
Yeah.
So ordered like some grilled calamari and leaves. Comes back and goes, "Hey, our kitchen caught on fire. I lost all your orders."
What?
And the kitchen caught on fire?
Well, that's what I said. I'm like, the kitchen caught on fire? Like, I feel bad for this guy. Like, I also would be taking orders multiple times if the kitchen caught on fire. So reordered everything again. Drinks, appetizers, the whole thing. And then our drinks came, but it was two champagnes. Now, nobody ordered champagne.
What? Okay.
And the table next to us goes, "Oh, I think those were our champagnes." So I said, "Okay, cool." So I gave him the two champagnes, waited for him a drink. No, nothing. So I see him go over to the table next to us, and he pulls out his wallet, and he throws his wallet on the table. Now, again, this is the waiter. Pulls out his own wallet and throws it on the table. And he goes, "I'm sorry." I'm going,
what is happening?
So he's trying to, like, okay.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what's happening. At this point, I realize something's up. So finally, the food comes out. Ordered entrees. The entrees come first. The appetizers come second. The drinks come third. Not the order that I would have requested them.
The drinks last.
Yeah. Again, I got them all. And eventually, they ended up being right. But not the order that I would have thought they would have come. And listen, I was hungry. So I just had everything. So I was kind of happy. We were probably there 45 minutes before we had anything.
Oh, my goodness. That's not good.
So then I hear a commotion, like, over to the side of me. And I look over, and he takes his notepad out of his pocket and throws it, and then takes his little apron thing off, like a trendy apron, and drops it. They fired him right in the middle of dinner.
Oh my goodness. I know!
And I'm watching all this, and I'm like, my mind's blown. I waited tables forever. And I'm like, oh. That's all I can think is, what a story this is going to be on Twitter. So he's walking out, and he has to do the walk of shame and walk by a big, long window right by the restaurant. And he's talking on the phone, and he's very animated with his hands. So a new waiter comes up and goes,
No, here we go.
The new waiter comes up, and he goes, "Hey, would you like to see a magic trick?"
What?
And I'm going, what's happening here tonight?
Like, where are you?
Well, the new waiter felt bad that we just went through all that with the old waiter.
Yeah.
And was trying to overcompensate because he also wanted to get tipped because I think he was having to do a lot of the legwork for the old waiter.
Yeah, so why not bust out magic tricks?
So he said, "Do you want to see a magic trick?" And I said, "Sure, I always like a good magic trick." And he starts doing this thing with his hands, and then finally he takes a lighter and lights the candle and puts it on the table. You know, it wasn't the right environment for that, but I was like, okay, cool. So the other guy gets fired, the new waiter's trying to overcompensate because he feels bad, and I get the bill, and they don't give me any sort of a discount, wasn't asking for it, but I thought they would go, "Hey, you just had a mild, dramatic dinner."
Yeah.
We fired the waiter right in front of your face. The whole thing happened, and nobody acknowledged it. So they didn't give me a discount, which is okay. But I tipped the crap out of him because I didn't know who would get the tip. And I felt bad for the first guy. I don't know what happened. Because I feel like I don't ever really know what's going on in somebody else's life. I may feel like I do, but I really don't because people never really know what's going on in my life. And so I tipped him 50%, 50.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Because I feel like if you can slip someone a little extra love, and you can, you should. Because you'd want it given to you if you needed it. And I thought maybe that old waiter would still get that tip.
Yeah, because he was clearly having a rough day.
Clearly having a rough day, night, week, don't know. But I hope he's able to get his act right. Because his act definitely was not right. But he got fired right at dinner. I'd never seen it like it before in my life. And so
he straight up just took his apron off right there and left.
Well, they made him.
Well, yeah.
They fired him.
Man.
Hmm.
What about the kitchen?
What about
was it on fire?
No, yeah. There was no kitchen fire.
Oh, he lied?
Yeah, Amy, the whole thing was, I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
no, there was no kitchen fire.
He wasn't right.
Yeah. So, and Lunchbox is mad at me because I tipped him 50%.
I can't believe you tipped 50%. I'd have expected a free meal. I'd have called the manager over and said, hey, what's going on over here? Whoa, and 50%? Insane. That's a bad night out.
Mm-hmm. That guy's not going to have a job tomorrow.
Yeah, and he's not going to get today. That 50% either.
Well, I don't know who's going to get the tip.
Yeah, because he could.
That may have been his last table.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, let me send him out at least with a good tip because it wasn't going to be good. But if he's listening right now, hey, man, chin up. You have better days. Man, yeah, I saw him apologize like three tables. The whole thing was a nightmare.
Oh, that was thoughtful of you.
Yeah, that was nice.
I was surprised the restaurant did not offer any sort of
Not even
though.
A free dessert? Anything?
Not even
come
like,
on.
We'll take care of your appetizers.
Yeah,
like,
your grilled calamari.
Well, give him a shout out so we know not to go there.
No. As someone who worked in the restaurant business for a long time, the proper customer service thing would have been to go, oh, sorry about that. We'll take care of your appetizers.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's okay. I'm not mad about it. But yeah, that was it. Just want to say that. Just remember that. Even if someone is gross to you, it's probably because something in their life is happening that isn't pleasurable to them.
Obviously, like
yeah. People react angrily toward other people, not for the reason, not for the person who's getting the anger. So just be good to people if you can. And that was able. It was a good, it was a thing. It was a crazy, it was weird. But yeah, that happened, man. And I had a story to tell, so that's pretty cool. Yeah. The story part is pretty cool.
It's like but it's like a three-part story.
Oh, yeah, there was no fire, too, so.
Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
John Dobbs went on vacation to McCarthy, Alaska, and he loved it. He met some people, and he was talking to them. They said, yeah, we don't have an ambulance. Our volunteer emergency team doesn't have an ambulance. So he goes back to Wisconsin, buys an old ambulance, fixes it up with his own money, puts it on a ferry, and ships it to the town so they have their own ambulance.
Okay. All I hear is I don't even know what the story is about.
It's a great story.
Ambulance.
This guy goes to a small town. They didn't have an ambulance.
Oh, ambulance.
Yes, he goes back to his town. He gets him an ambulance. But the fact that Lunchbox chose a story with the word ambulance, so he could say ambulance four times.
I am sorry, but I thought it was such a good story. It needed to be shared.
No,
so John
you just
Dobbs,
wanted to say ambulance.
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 I mean, he fixed up an ambulance with his own money.
Who taught you how to say that word?
I have no idea. I just can't say it.
Yes, you can.
Ambulance.
Ambulance.
Okay, stop it. You ever see that episode of Friends where Joey's trying to learn French? And she's like, si vous plaît, and he's like, blah, blah, blah.
That's like this.
That's what it is with Lunchbox. Ambulance.
Ambulance.
Okay, okay.
That's how I say
it. It's a great story. I love this story. I always love a good ambulance story. Right, guys?
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
You know, our iHeartRadio Music Festival is coming up. And not only that, the outdoor stage is happening. And there's a big VIP area. And there are, it's basically like these little condos that it's air conditioned and there's bathrooms and VIP entrance. So if you're going to come out to the daytime stage, which Dustin Lynch is playing, we're playing it. Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. Lil Uzi is playing it. Dua Lipa. Right, I'm right on this, huh? A lot of acts. But if you're going to come, you want to VIP it, you're going to come out to Vegas. iHeartRadio.com/tickets. So check that out. iHeartRadio.com/tickets. And get in the Bobby Bones suite. That's where we'll be. Come hang out. It'd be good, right?
Yeah.
We do it every year.
Yeah.
iHeartRadio.com/tickets.
Bobby Bones!
Yeah.
Someone ratted out Eddie for drinking during lunch.
What?
What's wrong with that?
Oh, boy.
Because I guess Lunchbox and Raymond order waters, and Eddie wanted to drink.
Okay. Look, the reason these two guys order water is because they're cheap. We were out having lunch after. It was Friday, by the way. Like, who can't have a drink at lunch on Friday? Me. I was like, who cares?
Raymond, anything you want to say about this?
Yeah, he has a serious drinking problem. It was 11 a.m. There were people on business lunches, and Eddie's drinking like it's spring break.
Honestly, I was inspired by everyone on their business lunch. Everyone had a beer and a drink. I was like, this is what the real world is like?
Well, and he ordered it. It's got salt on the rim. It's a tall boy. I mean, it was easily a double shot.
Yep.
And then he's looking around like he wanted the waiter for another one.
No, I only had one.
Someone else has ratted out Eddie that he's gambling again on NASCAR, and he's never seen a NASCAR race.
Yeah, Eddie is missing. He used to gamble on NFL every Sunday, and he loved the thrill of it. Now that it's out, NFL's over, he's like,
I'm gambling on NASCAR
okay,
now.
Okay, that's true. That's true. I am gambling a little bit on NASCAR. NASCAR is fun, man. I've realized that watching NASCAR is really fun.
Producer Eddie, just living the life.
I mean,
acting like he's not. Hey, but secret
dad
life
of the year, man. Drinking on Friday, gambling his savings away.
I don't know that. Oh, that's true. Oh, but that's how they're painting you, Eddie.
I know. As these guys, and Ray's the one that has to order electrolytes because, man, you got to get over that hangover on Saturday. You're like, he drinks more than I do. I just want a little drinky drink at lunch. No big deal.
11 a.m.
Hey, we were done with the show at 10:30.
Raymond, anything you want to add to this?
I like to drink, yeah, and I didn't say that I don't, but I just think it's a problem for Eddie. I mean, right now, I'm not craving a drink. Are you, Eddie?
What time is it? Yeah, I can probably have one. The Bobby
Bone Show. Lunchbox lets his dog go to the bathroom in people's yards all the time and doesn't pick it up, right?
Correct.
It's kind of your thing.
That's just the way of the world. It's fertilizer. It's whatever. It's just inconvenient, and it's been going on for years, and there's no reason to change now.
So, the irony is, he sees someone letting their dog use the bathroom, except it's not in the yard. Where was it?
It was in the airport.
Wait, what?
In the airport?
In the airport. Literally right there on the carpet. Like, you know how people have their dogs walking around now on leashes? She had one of those stretchable leashes, and the dog starts to squat to go to the bathroom. Leaves two big old logs, and then she just drags the dog away.
You could have just said number two. Right? Yeah.
Oh, number two. Yeah. I thought you were asking me how many droppings.
Droppings.
There, dude. Yeah.
So wait, she didn't pick it up in the airport?
No. And it was like, it's kind of like brownish carpet. It's dark carpet.
Oh, so she thought it was a camouflage in, and she just whistle off.
Oh,
no.
Man.
How horrible if you're like boarding a flight and you step in that.
Nothing to see. Wait, did you not say something to her?
No, she was going one way. I was going the other. I was running
but
late.
But you saw citizen's arrest?
Listen, I avoided it, so I wasn't worried about it.
What kind of human lets their dog take a crap in an airport?
A bad one.
And then lets it just go.
Ugh. Yeah, because then she walked into like a restaurant or whatever. Like she went to...
Man. And you said nothing?
Ugh. Said no. I mean, there's other people around. Why is it my job?
I don't know. We need to get that picked up.
Oh, was it a service dog?
Oh,
does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah.
It was like a little poodle.
What if she couldn't see? Or she didn't know what the dog was doing?
Oh, you mean if it was like a seeing eye dog? That's right. Different than a service dog.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Lunchbox is like, oh, yeah, minor detail.
She was blind.
Was she blind?
No.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
Okay. Well, if you're listening and that's you, you're a bad person for that. But we all.
Yeah, so I look better now.
No, you don't look better. This is not a Make Lunchbox Look Better segment.
Yeah, did you go pick it up?
No, went to get on the airplane.
Never mind. Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show. Are there any songs that, as you look back at your childhood years, your teenage years, young adult years, that you learned every word to and you were so proud that you learned every word to it? Morgan, number two, I'll come to you.
Yes.
What song did you learn and you were so proud you learned all the words?
Dirty Little Secret.
What?
Oh, but All American Rejects?
Yes.
You don't know All American Rejects?
No. I don't know this one.
It's the best song ever.
Yeah, I like all of it. They're from Oklahoma, too. Okay. All American. I don't even know if we have that in our system. Okay. Ready, Morgan, number two?
I'm ready.
Prove to me that you know all the words to Dirty Little Secret. Here we go. You ready, Eddie?
I'm listening.
Okay. Morgan, number two, will now sing All American Rejects, Dirty Little Secret.
Let me know that I've done wrong. I've done this all along. I'll go around a time or two just to waste that time with you. Tell me all that you've thrown away. Find out games you don't wanna play. You are the only one that needs to know.
Come on, everybody!
I'll give you my dirty little secret.
Because that came to her immediately. She didn't know what we were going to talk about.
That's pretty awesome.
Do you have a song, Eddie, that you know all the words to that you're proud of?
Yes, I was proud because it was so hard to sing. It's the Garth Brooks one. What's it called? The Ain't Coming Down to the Sun Comes Up. Hit it.
What's it called?
Yeah.
Wow.
But guys, so this was like when I was in seventh grade, though. So, and I learned every word to it.
Okay. Ain't Going Down.
And it's fast.
Here we go. Here's producer Eddie.
Come on.
Doing Ain't Going Down to the Sun Comes Up. What song did you learn?
Let's see, how does it start?
6 o'clock. Is it 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
6 o'clock on Friday evening. Mama doesn't know she's leaving till the speed of the street. Never still the street of squeeze the can. Rogo Country Station's just a blaring on the radio. Pick them up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning. Girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning.
Now, yeah! Play the harmonica! Yeah! Give me about 10 more seconds and here we go!
9 o'clock, the show is ending, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's got to keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat, and then they're headed to the honky-tonk. The live crowd, the line dancing, just in what they really want. Parked down by the boondocks and parked down by the creek where it's George Strait, real late, dancing cheek to cheek. Yeah!
Woo!
Dude,
Eddie!
Yeah!
Mine would probably be this one. And I was so proud.
It's been.
Oh, yeah.
Because this one goes fast.
It's hard.
Yeah, and I haven't done it in a long time. But this is Bare Naked Ladies 1 week. And this is the chorus, but this isn't the part that everybody. Okay, let me see if I can hit this one.
Come on, Bones.
All right, let me loosen up.
I'm gonna hoodwink, I'll make you stop thinking. Like you're looking like Aquaman. I summon dish to the fish, although I like the salad switch. I like the sushi because I never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value. Bert Kempfert's got the mad hits. Okay, I don't make hits, but if I better bust through, gonna make it set of better clubs and set. Oh! The verses mixed up. Dang! I'm a failure!
Oh, dude, that's tough,
I'm a failure.
That was going really well, though.
I'm a failure. I got my verses mixed up.
You want to feel better?
Go ahead.
Have Lunchbox do one.
Which one do you know?
Man, I know Lose Yourself.
Just pick any.
I know I Believe I Can Fly. I'm Too Sexy. I mean, I got them all. What do you want me to do? Just hit it. Just hit a song. I don't care what you got. Just pull up a song, any song.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
You already know. You already know.
That's the fourth word.
That's not even the word.
What?
Okay, the dance doesn't count.
Ooh, too sexy. It hurts on the catwalk. On the catwalk. I'm too sexy for my car. Too sexy for my car. Too sexy by far.
Too sexy for my shirt.
Too sexy for my shirt.
So sexy it hurts.
Bobby Bones.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Casey in Georgia. You've had two babies for other people?
I had twins. Yeah, about almost 2 years ago, I had twins for another family through a surrogacy. And now I'm pregnant again.
Can I ask you some questions about this?
Sure.
Because this is totally foreign to me. So someone pays you. Like, is that a pretty good paycheck?
Yeah.
How much?
You really want to?
Yeah, we do.
I mean, you can always say you don't. But I mean, if I act like I didn't want to know how much that chart that costs, I'd be crazy. You can say, hey, okay, how about this? Over $30,000?
It's around that.
Okay. Okay, good. So how do you advertise that you want to be a surrogate? And by the way, good for you. Like I say this, I mean, that's fantastic because you're affording someone the opportunity to have a baby who wouldn't be able to do it. But how do you advertise that? Craigslist?
No, it's actually something I didn't really know a lot about. My sister had infertility problems, and I was looking into doing it for her, but she was able to conceive on her own. And I just kind of had that feeling I wanted to do it for somebody. So we met this lady in Atlanta that has a surrogacy agency, and she matches you up with couples who are looking for surrogates.
Do you get put in a book and they like flip through and go, I want that?
No. No. Like, she just kind of goes through and tries to figure out who she thinks would work well together. Wow. And have kind of the same, you know, morals and standards and.
Yeah,
stuff
so
like that.
In relation to that, like, is there like a contract that says, I could see parents being like, we want you to work out, we want you to eat this, we want you to not smoke, take care of yourself.
But there's like a whole legal, you have to have like two lawyers that draw up contracts, and it's their child, but it's my body.
Okay.
Do you ever want to keep the babies?
No, I didn't have any kind of emotional attachment. I love them, but I knew the whole time they weren't mine because they had no genetic relationship to me.
Is it easier to be pregnant?
I've always had easier pregnancies, I guess. I've always been blessed with easy pregnancies and easy labors. So, I don't know. That's always just kind of been easy for me.
For the twins, did you get paid double?
Ooh, no.
Solid question. That feels like Family Feud. Good question. Good question. Okay. How about this one? Are you married?
Yes.
What does your husband think about that?
When we first started thinking about it, it was kind of like weird, but he was kind of interested in it. So what happened?
Why is he interested in it? Like financially, is it kind of his thing? Like what is it?
No, I think he just knew how passionately I wanted to help another couple. And as soon as we met the couple, you have to meet them and, you know, like get to know them. And like we fell in love with them and you just see this couple who wants a baby so desperately. And you're like, okay. We'll do it. You know what I mean? It's like they just wanted a baby. So, and they've been through like years and years of trying to have a baby.
Last question. Amy.
Well, I didn't know if her husband was military, because sometimes like if spouses are deployed for 9 months or a year, the wives will be surrogates back home and have a baby while they're gone and make some money. And then
that sounds like medieval times.
Yeah.
Like the knight would go away. And then they would have a baby. Yeah. Not even somebody else. That just sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
We see the babies like, you know, like a couple of times a year. And
oh, that's cool. Wow.
Still? You still see the babies?
Yeah. We have an open relationship with them. They send me pictures like every week. We meet them on their.
That's crazy. There's no way. Wow. Well,
they're going to call us like aunt and uncle. They just call us Aunt Casey and Uncle Peyton. Kind of a neat experience.
Well, thank you for sharing your story.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Amy, listen to this one.
Okay.
A 5-year-old girl in Athens, Alabama, had never said a word. The headline says, mute child. I don't know if that's the appropriate thing to say, but she had never spoken.
Mm-hmm.
At 5 years old, she said her first word in the McDonald's drive-thru.
Okay.
Talking to the McDonald's machine.
What was the first word?
It was, hello.
That's awesome. What a pretty cool experience. I mean, I guess the person on the receiving end maybe didn't know, but hopefully they found out.
So it says she's nonverbal. Maybe that's better to say than mute.
I think so.
But it does say 5-year-old mute child.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, regardless, she loved McDonald's. So the first word she ever said was as they were going through the drive-thru. I love that. Yeah, me too. There you go. And for the mom too.
Mm-hmm.
The first, because she'd been going to speech therapy since she was 3.
McDonald's should hook her up.
And oh, you're right. They should. Yeah. That's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now,
here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Here's a parenting ethics question for you. It's basically, would you read your kid's diary? I tell the stories. Happened to a friend of yours?
So, yes, my friend read her daughter's diary, who's 13, and learned in the diary that she had tried alcohol. But
whoa.
Also wrote in there that she hated it, thought it was disgusting, and never wanted to try it again. So, you know, stuff like that. So my friend, you know, has a dilemma of whether or not she wants to have the alcohol talk with her daughter now that she knows. It just never even crossed her mind she would maybe need to do that right now. And, but she doesn't want to reveal that she knows. But then she also kind of wants to ground her for trying the alcohol.
Man. Wow.
But she just doesn't know how to bring it up because then she's going to be busted for reading the diary. And she also doesn't want to lose that trust with her daughter. And she doesn't want to read it or continue reading it. It just kind of, she came across it and decided to read it. She feels guilty. And
well, here's our phone number, first of all. 877-77-BOBBY. 877-77-BOBBY. You have a mom who read her 13-year-old's diary. In the diary, she finds out that her daughter tried alcohol. And so there are a lot of layers to this. She wants to ground her, but she doesn't want to tell her how she knew.
But then she also doesn't talk to her about it, and she's glad she doesn't like it. But I don't know, maybe Judge Common Sense has an opinion, too.
Well, yes. I think you have to look at the long-term effects of this. If you tell your daughter, period, that you read her diary, all that trust is gone.
Yeah.
It stops there. She can't get in trouble. It's almost, you know, attorney-client privilege. Her and that diary.
Yeah.
Now, the mom can know and can watch out. It can help her.
And try to use that as a way to organically bring up drinking.
And see, but she can't get in trouble.
Yeah. I know. Because it's not like she got busted.
I know.
Oh, man.
So my opinion is you can't go to your daughter and tell her you read the diary because she'll never trust you again.
Ooh.
Yeah. Eddie?
Wow. No, there's no privacy in my home. Like, the conversation goes like this. You don't have to write in a diary. Just talk to me about it.
Oh, goodness.
And then we'll talk it out. Hey,
oh,
I like to drink.
Oh, man. You don't even let your kids get on Facebook.
You know what I'm saying? But you got to have the conversations with your kids. You can't have privacy in them. Like, be
but
like,
then
I
let's
can't
say
tell my parents
your
about this.
Kid had a diary and did write in it, and you read it. Then you have to go to your kid and confess you read something that's theirs.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough.
But what's your answer then?
But the answer is no privacy in the house.
So you would read their diary?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So you're creating a culture where they have nothing of their own.
No, share with us. We're a family. We help each other out with things. You have you tried alcohol? Tell me, and I'll tell you the do's and don'ts about it.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
You have to.
That's not the kind of dad you are, where you talk about it cool. You shut your kids down.
No, like they'll say like, oh, I want a phone. No.
Right, but if...
But we talked about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm agreeing with Eddie's openness of conversation and trying to create that environment.
He's only open so we can tell them no and get them in trouble.
Okay, but I'm not doing that. As long as your home genuinely cultivates that type of communication, but it's hard between parents and kids to have that.
Even if it cultivates it, I still don't think you can...
Right. I mean, every parent wants their kid to be able to come to them about anything.
But how much did you guys go to your parents?
Exactly.
Never.
But
never.
My mom didn't cultivate it. She didn't. She didn't talk to me about anything. We didn't talk about anything. So I can go to her. Like, I had to go to my sister or my friends for things. Like, even girl things. Like, it was weird.
The morning corny.
What do you call a cinnamon bun that does well in school?
What do you call a cinnamon bun that does well in school?
Honor roll.
Honor roll.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That was the morning corny.
Eat that.
All right, so, oh, boy.
I see what you did there.
I know.
That was funny.
It's like a double, it's like a bonus.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Just a quick catch up. Amy's got a friend. Friend's got a kid. Found her daughter's diary. Read it. She shouldn't have read it. I don't think, in my opinion.
Right. She feels really guilty about it, too, by the way.
But she found out in the diary that her daughter had drank alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And now she wants to also scold her for something that she shouldn't have known about.
Because she was just sharing in her diary, I tried alcohol for the first time. And she actually wrote that she hated it and she never wanted to drink it again. But still.
All right, here we go. Here's Jessica in Florida. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Bobby.
Thank you for coming on the air. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I just think a general in our house is that, you know, nothing is private. If we have a reason to go looking through your room, and I'm not saying her friend did, but we buy everything. We provide for you, and kids need to know that, like, parents kind of know everything. And it's kind of a healthy fear of, like, if I get caught, there might be consequences, and just kind of knowing that, you know, we have the right to kind of go in if we feel the need to see or look around for any reason.
What if they buy their own diary, though?
It's still under our roof. We still, you know.
So they never have privacy ever while living under your roof?
No, they have privacy. They just know that if we feel the need to kind of figure something out, or if we come to them saying, we know this, just so you know that we know this. And then we have a conversation about it and the do's and the don'ts and the whys. We always explain why.
What that would do to me is make me better at hiding things. That's what it would do to me. I would go, okay, well, I'll figure this out. I'll ask my parents and hide even more from them.
I mean, if they feel the need that it's so important they need to hide it, then if that's how they want to be, that's their choice.
That's how I'd be. I'm telling you. I'd be like that. I'd be like, okay, you're going to do that? I'll go buy a mailbox at the post office and hide all my stuff in there. No, hey, listen, I appreciate that call. Thank you very much. Let's go over it real quick. Jenna in Augusta, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about this?
Well, with my daughter, she has a diary and it is private. But as far as my kid's cell phone, there's nothing private about cell phones.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I say that.
And I think even if you give them a social media account, I think you can snoop in there as long as the rules are stated. Let's also just put it out there. Everybody's different. Every family's different. Whatever the rules are, as long as you're consistent, because they're really the most we can ask from anybody, professional, personal, mother, son, daughter, it's just consistency. If you say this is your diary and it's private, you can't look in the diary. If you say everything's open, at any time I can look at anything, As long as you're consistent, that's where it all lies. So every situation's different, but if you tell someone this is private, then it should be private. Because once it's not, they will never trust you again. If you say all things are open, then all things are open. So, Jenna, I appreciate you listening in Augusta, Georgia. I just want to say I'd like to commend my parenting advice today. Once again, someone with no kids nails it.
Okay.
Yeah. People see,
establish the rules up front and be consistent.
Not even with just parenting, just in general. I've been told that by so many people, by people in the industry, by people on Facebook, that I'm not good looking enough to be on TV. So Lunchbox decides to go out with a picture of me to people standing around.
Oh dear.
And just say, hey, you don't know this guy, but do you think he's good looking enough?
It's called Rate This Guy, okay? I'm going to show you a picture of this. I'm going to show you a picture of a guy, and I just want you to give me your thoughts on attractiveness, what you like, don't like, and look at the picture.
So that's what we're going to do. Rate this guy. We have five of these. Here's number one.
I need you to judge someone based on looks. I'm going to show you a picture, and I just want your feedback on what you think of him. What do you think of that guy?
Kind of nerdy.
What makes him nerdy?
I guess glasses and hair. He does have pretty eyes.
Oh. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you...
Wow, 1 to 10. Why are you doing this?
7.
Oh.
Face for TV. You think he could make it on TV or... Eh, not quite there.
Sure.
Sure. Wow.
Not very convinced.
Okay. That one. How about this one?
I love facial hair.
I don't have facial hair in the picture, by the way, just in case you're all wondering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Full beard?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I love facial hair. He's got a little 5 o'clock shadow kind of going on in that one.
Do I?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, look at that. A little noon shadow.
So, he's cute.
Hmm.
I don't really care for the hair.
Oh, come on. Why can't we just leave it? He's cute. Let's just cut the clip.
It's kind of like, I get the whole, you know, spike it up, but I don't really care for it.
Hmm.
Like cute, like four cute, or like?
Like 7 hats. I'll give him an 8.
Wow.
All right.
Nice smile, too. Oh. I like nice teeth.
Man, I'm just getting dragged, and all of a sudden I give you a 7 or 8. Wow. So it's just, you know, people, especially in the country music world in Nashville and other radio people, are like, you shouldn't be on TV. You're not good looking enough. So Lunchbox went out and just polled the people. They don't know who I am he's talking to.
I would say 7.
Wow.
What do you like about him?
His glasses.
Mm.
And his white teeth. Yes. And he looks confident. Okay. And fun, actually. He looks fun, too.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you look fun.
You look fun.
Yeah. I think the picture, I'm just smiling. I do have some white teeth, though.
They're so clueless.
Oh, you look so fun.
I bought these white teeth.
Yeah, you did.
You had those fixed. Shout out Dr. Cutbirth.
Okay. I like his hair and his glasses. And he looks very personable.
He does. He does. He looks like he's
very
a fun
personable.
Guy.
Fun.
They tag teaming over here.
Man, there's so many people saying fun. The word fun.
I know.
Scale 1 to 10.
8.
Wow. So if you were single, he was single, you would give him a call.
Yes.
Or have him give you a call.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Could you see him on TV? Could he be a TV guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. Right. Well, let's just end it there, folks.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that.
High note.
Yeah, enjoyed that segment a lot.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
So Morgan number 2 watches all the social medias, the Facebooks, the Instagrams, and about once a month she'll come and say these are the most asked questions by the listeners of the Bobby Bones Show. Morgan number 2 is our 24-year-old head of digital. Morgan number 2, do you have the list ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right, question number 1, most asked questions by the listeners of the Bobby Bones Show. Go ahead, number 1.
Is Bobby secretly dating somebody? Nobody believes you're single.
Amy, do you want to take this one?
Sure. No, he's not secretly dating anybody, and you can believe it. He's single.
Why you laugh so hard? Take that to the bank, but why you laugh so hard?
Just as what are they? I don't know. Why would you hide that from them?
I don't know. But no, I'm not. I haven't even been on a single date in 6 months.
Yeah. He's busy.
Or, no, I mean, you can always find time. If someone ever says, ooh, I don't know if I have time for you, it means they don't know if they have time for you.
Dang.
That's what that means.
Because you can always make time.
Yeah. You can prioritize your time.
Yeah.
So,
but let's be honest, you have been busy too.
I've been busy, but I'm never too busy for love.
Well, then what's up?
I don't know. That's what's
okay,
up.
Yeah. Bobby's single. Definitely.
All right. Question number 2. Morgan number 2.
When do you sleep? Nobody believes that you sleep because you're always out doing things and basically never sleeping.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Amy, do you want to fill this one?
Well, if you follow him on Insta stories, a lot of times at night you'll see him in bed with his shirt off, watching Golden Girls.
Yeah.
So I figure that at some point between, you know, mindless TV watching, because his brain is always going, that helps calm you a little bit.
That's why I watch Golden Girls or King of Queens.
And then I picture you sleeping at some point, but then your alarm goes off and it's time to start all over.
I would say I sleep sometime between 10:30 and 11 p.m. and 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Generally, those are my sleeping hours. Next, question number three.
All right, this one's for Amy. How is her son doing with potty training? And people want to know how you're adjusting being a mom.
Potty training there. Take that one on.
Potty training's getting better. We now wear pull-ups because it's just easier. But he doesn't. It's gotten so much better, and he's getting better about getting up and using the restroom, so I think it's all working.
He's seven. When do you guys move on from the pull-ups?
I don't know. He likes them. I buy the fun ones with, like, cars and
Superman. I would like that.
I know, Spider-Man. I know. I'm like, could I wear some so I don't have to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? But I don't know when he's going to discover that it's not cool. But he's so small. He doesn't even look seven, so he wears, like, a 3T, which is like for toddler, like it's tiny. So as long as he can still fit in them, we're buying them.
All right, number four.
All right, is Amy really that nice in person?
No.
I'll field this one.
Bobby, do you want to field this one?
Yeah, she's even nicer.
No, shut up.
You are. She's even she's kinder. Yes,
I think that word.
What?
Shut up. Because
you don't say that in your house anymore?
No, because I just got mad at my daughter for saying it to my son, because he said something and she said, shut up. And I said, we don't say that word.
In the past, had you ever declared that you didn't say that?
No, because I mean, I probably say it. That's where she probably got it from. And I'm like, dang it.
We don't say that word.
No, we don't say that word either.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So 21 years ago, this teacher had a really bright student in her class. And on her last day of school, she wrote a note that just said, hey, you know, it's been a joy to have you. Keep up the good work. Invite me to your Harvard graduation. Well, it's like sixth grade. Probably just assuming the kid would go to Harvard. Well, the kid went to Harvard. And 21 years later, remembered that the teacher had said, invite me to your graduation. So she put out this heartfelt note to her teacher, thanking her for the encouragement in sixth grade, and straight up invited the teacher to her graduation. Wow.
That's cool. I bet she was kind of kidding with the Harvard thing, too.
Oh, totally. Yes. Yeah. But I mean, obviously she saw the student was bright, but it really happened.
Yeah,
love
that's
it.
Cool. Mm-hmm. There you go.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Lunchbox went to the beach this weekend. Where'd you go, Lunch?
I was down in Florida, right outside of Tampa and Clearwater. It was like Indian Rocks Beach.
Well, that sounds fun. So why'd you guys do that?
My wife is pregnant. She likes the beach. And so it was just a little getaway to kind of get her on the beach before we have a child and sort of relax.
Wow.
And
a baby moon.
Well, not really a baby moon because it was only the weekend. So it was fun. It was just a relaxation weekend because she's getting kind of stressed out because the baby's coming in a few months.
Do you hate the term baby moon?
No, baby moon's later this summer. I got something big.
Oh, you're
big
doing another
planned.
One?
Yeah, I got something big planned.
Wow. This is just a warm up.
Wow. So Lunch takes her to the beach. And Lunchbox is sweaty and hairy and just awkward looking. Can we all agree?
Yes.
At times.
Yeah, and why were you so sweaty, by the way, on the beach?
Well, it's hot out there. You're walking up and down the beach. You're laying there in the sun. You sweat. That's what happens. And when you're walking the beach, you're working. The sand's hard to walk in. I don't know if you ever tried to walk in sand, but it's tough.
I have.
Okay.
Yeah. And so Lunchbox has a hidden microphone on, and he's trying to get people to put sunscreen on his back. Okay, here's clip number one.
Ladies, who wants to be a hero and help me rub some sunscreen on my back?
No, babe, I'm sorry.
No, come on. Like, what if I get sunburned? Like, it's not a creepy way, just like a little bit in the middle of my back.
That man right there is going to be the perfect guy for you to ask.
But...
sir, hello? He's totally ignoring
me. Oh, that's a no?
That's a no, babe.
Oh.
Put your shirt on.
Thank you.
put
I thought
your
she was yelling
on.
At you at first.
No, she was trying to stop some random dude on the beach going the opposite direction.
Then she said, put your shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Lunchbox is trying to get people to administer sunscreen to his sweaty back. Clip number two.
Ladies, are you here to save the day and help me rub some sunscreen on my back?
Yeah. He saw that. I just do that to you.
I can tell it's not rubbed in. I can feel it. Come on, give it a little rub. Nothing creepy. No, I don't. Yeah, that feels good right there. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You know what's creepy is that when they do finally agree to do it, he goes, oh, yeah. So they've already taken one for the team.
Yeah. It does feel good, though, when someone rubs your back. So
yeah,
I
but you
like...
shouldn't be, as a stranger, be like, oh, yeah. Oh,
oh.
Here is Lunchbox going up to a guy on the beach and saying, hey, would you mind putting sunscreen on me? Here you go.
I don't mean to bother you. You're having your morning coffee, but I was wondering if you could rub a little sunscreen on my shoulders. Just,
you know, I have no problem with it.
Get a little bit on my shoulders. That'd be so amazing. I can already feel the protection.
Bend over.
Oh, Have a great day.
You have a better
one. All right.
Bend over.
Love it.
You said put it on your shoulders.
Yeah, but he did my entire back.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
This guy's just having his morning coffee.
Yeah, but he didn't mind.
I think he liked it. That guy was going, oh, this time. It's at a lunchbox. Lunchbox is on the beach, and he's real hairy. You guys have to know. He's real pale. And he goes up to a guy. Here, listen to this one. Clip four.
Excuse me, sir. Is there any way you can help me put some sunscreen on my back? Big old fella like you, those hands. I figure it'd be boom, boom, and my back will be done real quick. Just like a little. I couldn't. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, yeah, up there. Thank you so much. Oh, man.
That is the spray.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Kind of works.
Thank you, guys. You guys make a great team. Thank you for both helping.
Oh, that's disgusting.
The wife stepped in and helped, too, so the man and the woman were rubbing my back.
His big hands.
It was a big
and
dude.
And then you said, boom, boom, while we said.
One more clip. Lunchbox on the beach asking people to put sunscreen on him. Clip five.
Excuse me, sir. Is there any way you could rub some sunscreen on my back? The sun came out, and I'm starting to get sunburned on my shoulder.
Sorry.
No. Like, what if I get sunburned, though?
Well, then you shouldn't be at the beach.
Dang.
Oh,
oh man.
Hater in the house.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I do think that you got 3 out of 5. They're pretty good.
It's not bad. People were nicer than I thought they were going to be.
Well, there's Lunchbox on the beach. If you came to me and, as a dude...
Yeah, how would you react? Like, if you're sitting there and a guy really needs some help...
Go ahead, ask me.
Oh, excuse me, sir. I don't mean to...
Why are you breathing like that? What's
up
with that?
You change your into like a yeah. salesman.
That's what I do. I try to sell myself. Well, that doesn't sound right. Hold on. I try to go to him like, I'm sorry you're reading People magazine, but could you... Right in the middle of my back, I can't reach. Can you put some sunscreen there for me? I don't want to get burned.
No.
But, sir, you're...
No, that's it. I'm done.
I think that you would do it, Bobby.
No, I would not to him. There's no way. I would be like, no, that's gross. You're gross. I don't think it's every dude. But him? His back,
well,
he's
Well, I
hairy.
Know you know him, but let's say you didn't. He's a stranger.
No,
you're not going to be rude.
Stranger danger.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Morgan number two, our web girl. Do you know she won a year's worth of free sandwiches from a shop once?
No.
How did you win a year's worth of free sandwiches?
I was at like my journalism's party in college, just like a welcoming party, and I won a year's supply of free sandwiches in like the raffle.
In college? That's amazing.
What yeah. does that mean, a year's supply?
So it was basically the stipulations were that I got a sandwich every week, and it was like a foot long sandwich every single week.
Every
and I could
week?
Go in.
That's kind of like, it should be every 50, day.
Yeah.
Well, 52 foot long, you can cut it in half. It's...
Bread doesn't stay good that long. Yeah, every day.
Yeah, it's a ripoff.
Yeah.
That's misleading.
That's like going on Price is Right and you get a life supply worth of Spam. Only so much you can eat.
Well, nobody wants a sandwich every single day.
Yeah, you can give it to somebody else. I have a card because I used to do endorsements.
That's crazy.
For this company, and one of the places was
Carrabba's.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me a card that said, hey, every day, here's $100 on the card. You can go every single day for $100.
And it's the Carrabba's family, and it was like Bonefish, Outback, and...
yeah. And I never went. Not one time.
Dude. Why?
I don't even know if the card still works. I felt guilty.
I'll try it.
My name's on it. So I guess I still need to go and try it sometime.
Yeah.
And then just eat it if it doesn't work.
Yes.
It's like my card gets rejected. Sorry, sir. Your promotional card just got rejected.
It's so crazy that it was every single day.
I know.
Do you know how much money you would save on food if you just ate there every day?
You know the weight I would gain if I just ate out every day? Because when I eat out, I get the worst options.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Kimberly in Georgia.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. What's going on? What'd you win?
I won a year's supply of wings from Buffalo Wild Wings.
A year's supply? What does that mean, a year's supply?
Yeah, there was some stipulations. So it was like a packet of 52 wings, but they had week markers on it that I had to go that week. So I can only go the week that I had those certain ones.
So stipulation, you thought it was going to be unlimited anytime you want for a whole year.
I know, it should have been, but I got burnt out on them so fast. I was like the first 100 in the door when they opened, so that's how I got it.
Oh, Chick-fil-A does that too. We're one of the first people to go in, get Chick-fil-A for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kimberly, I appreciate that story. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. That's funny that you do get burnt out. They know that. Yeah, you can have 1 million tuna sandwiches. Go. Huh. I've had 5. I think I'm going to tap out of this one. Hey, you're on the air, Debbie in Alabama.
Hey.
What'd you win?
I won a trip to California to see the premiere of The Castaways with Tom Hanks. And then that evening, got a ticket to go to the after show party and was able to meet Patrick Swayze.
Really? How did you win that? Caller 10 or what?
Yeah, on the local radio station that we had here.
Are you kidding me?
That's awesome.
No, I'm not. It was two free plane tickets. They flew us out there, put us up in a hotel, and we got to go to the premiere and saw all the stars out there.
That's crazy, Debbie. That's awesome. That's a cool story. Thank you. Appreciate you. Have a good morning. Ashley in Maryland. Go ahead.
I actually won a car at my prom.
What?
A car? Whoa. Prom?
Yeah.
Wait, what kind of prom is this?
It was at the after prom party to promote, like, not going out and drinking and driving.
So they gave you a car? Did you draw it out of a hat or what?
Yeah, we bought a ticket, and our prom ticket was actually entered in the raffle, but you had to stay all night long at the after prom party, which is until, like, 2 in the morning.
Yeah. What kind of car was it? I'm beside my... Wait, go ahead. What kind of car was it?
It's a 2001 Elantra.
Did you keep it?
Oh, yeah. I'm driving it right now.
Look at this right here. Wow, wow, wow.
What about taxes?
What was that?
You had to pay the taxes?
No. What was that? You're breaking up.
Because you're only 18.
No. Taxes. Hey, I appreciate you.
Bobby Bones.
So happy you guys could spend even just a few minutes with us today. Thank you so much. Gotta go. Hopefully you guys will be around. We'll be around. I'm around all day, actually. Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. And if you have the iHeartRadio app, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Thank you, guys.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work,
Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.